This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Part of the Quran I just want to share with you in the last few moments of this, and I want you to understand this. Because the Quran is something so beautiful, it looks like the Quran is not connected. The Quran looks like it's not connected. But if you look at the ayahs of the Quran, you will see connection there. And sometimes you have to think very, very deep to find the connection there. So let me explain that in another way. When a human being writes a piece of work, we find a beginning, we find a middle, we find an end. And the beginning, the middle, and the end more or less flow in a pattern. We can see clearly that there's a clear, you know, direction here of us understanding something. So even when I talked today to you, I said to you that there's a broad thing. We want to understand how Allah is going to create, you know, communicate with the human beings, and how Allah is going to tell us He's the Khaliq. And in that, I gave you three categories. And under the three categories, I told you Tadhkir bi Ayyamillah, Tadhkir bi Alaillah, and Tadhkir bi Ma'bad al-Maut. And I followed my last 50 minutes all with all of that. So it's actually coherent. You can see a beginning, you can see a middle, you can see an end. Do you guys understand that? When you look at the Quran, sometimes you're lost. Because the Quran kind of says this and says that and says this, and you think, what is Allah Azza wa Jal? Like, if you really sit there, you think, what's the connection between the first thing He said and the next thing He said and the next thing He said? I can't see the connection. So let me show you a connection. This is one of the parts where I used to look at this and I used to think, you know, when I was young, what is the connection? But only when you study this through great scholars of tafsir, you understand, wow, look at the connection. So let me give you this. This is a surah which most of you know. Okay, this is Surah An-Naba, Surah number 78. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Amma yatasa'alun," what are these people in Makkah disputing about? "Anin Naba'il Azim," what the disputing about the great news, which one's the great news? The great news of the Day of Judgment. "Alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun," in which they find themselves in a difference of opinion. "Kalla," no, "say'alamun," they'll soon know about this. "Thumma," well, then again, "kalla," "say'alamun," no, they'll soon know about this. "Alam naj'alil arda mihada," did I not create the earth as a bed, a flat surface? Now look at this, right? The first five ayats talk about people in Rasulullah's time. They're disputing about the resurrection. They're disputing about the Day of Judgment. And they're saying, well, what? We're going to be brought back to life again? Are you serious? These are the first five verses. Suddenly Allah then switches and He talks about the earth. Didn't I make it flat? Okay, so it's the conversation has switched, yes or no? Yes. Okay, later on you're going to find Allah Azza wa Jal is going to switch back to the Day of Judgment when He talks in ayah number 18, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ, the day when the horn will be blown, okay? He's going to switch back again. So there's a lot of switching. Do you understand this? Yes? It seems like there is no connection, but I'll show you the connection right now. So Allah says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا, did I not make the earth a flat bed? وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا, did I not make the mountains things that will keep the earth in place? وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, did I not then create you in different pairs, male and female? وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا, did I not make your sleep something that gives you full rest? You cut off from all your thoughts of the day and you get some pure rest. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, and I made the night something that gives you a cover. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, and I made the day something that you find your livelihood in there. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, and above you I made seven strong paths, which is referring to seven heavens. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا, and I made for you a lantern from within that, which is which is the sun that we are actually seeing. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا, and I brought for you from the clouds water in abundance. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا, so that I can take from the earth as a means of the water, I take out certain seeds and I take certain vegetation. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا, and I create for you many thick sort of gardens for you. إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا, the day of harvest has its meeting point. And did you hear all of that? First Allah talks about the people in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they were disputing about what? Come on, about the resurrection. Next, Allah gives about a good 10 verses telling us, do not do this, do not do that, do not do this, do not do this, do not do this. And suddenly Allah says, the meeting of the day, Yawm al-Fasl, the day when things will be separated, that meeting is coming. Now listen to this, because Allah switched the conversation again. Yawm yunfakhu fi suri fata'tuna afwaja, the day when it will be blown in the horn and you will come in troops. Wa futihat as-sama'u fakanat abwaba, and the skies will open and there will be doors and gateways. Wa suyirat al-jibalu fakanat saraba, and the mountains will be flying and so on and so forth. Allah says inna jahannam, and then he goes to Jahannam. Okay, now you're going to now think, well, hang on a minute. Number one, they're talking about the Day of Judgment. Number two, Allah gives us 10 verses about all these gifts that He gave us. And then He switches back to the Day of Judgment. Why? A deep mufassir, Mawlana Ahmad al-Lahori, has given the connection to all these verses. And he says, just as the farmer will have the day, the sun, the land. So Allah first talked about the land, okay? Alam najal al-ard, made the land flat, please, okay? And the farmer needs his land to be stable. And the farmer will then need his rest. He comes to the farmland. He needs the ground to have night as well as day. And in the daytime, there's going to be sun shining on his ground. And in the daytime and nighttime, he's going to have rains that will fall onto his ground. And then the rains will bring up the crops and bring up the, you know, from the seeds, he's going to bring up the vegetation that he needs. And the farmer will see many different flourishing greenness on his land, and he's going to be so happy. And in the end, what the farmer does is, the farmer comes on the day of harvest and he's going to cut it to the stubble. He's going to separate the seeds or the whole, you know, stalk from the chaff. He's going to separate it, he will take it aside, and then he will separate the seeds. And after he separates the seeds, he will want only what's inside the seed. He wants those pieces of rice or he wants those pieces of wheat. He will throw away everything else. He doesn't need the stubble anymore. He doesn't need those other things anymore. He doesn't need the rain now for these crops. These crops are grown. He doesn't need any of that. He can wait for another time to use all of that. But right now, he will abandon all of that just for the seeds and the produce that he has. Okay, he's not interested in anything else. The same way Allah Azza wa Jal has created the human beings. For the human beings, He created the sun, the earth. He gave us all of these gifts. He gave us everything around us. He gave us the comforts. He gave us the animals. He gave us the food. He gave us the drink we need. He gave us the comfort on the earth. He gave us the night, the day. He gave us all of the things that we need to get our livelihood and to get rest and to get back on all of that. And in the end, when Allah takes the human being on the Day of Judgment, just like the farmer takes the whole, you know, on the day of harvest, just as Allah has said here in ayah number 17, inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata, the day of separation, the meeting is coming. Just as the farmer is waiting for the harvest day so he can separate everything from the seeds that he needs, Allah Azza wa Jal will separate the human from everything else. So he'll crush the mountains, he's going to break the sun, he's going to break the whole of this earth, he's going to break everything that he gave us, the whole night and day, the whole thing that he created around us for us, he's going to break all of that, crush it. And the only thing that he wants is the human, and he wants the jinns. He doesn't care about the other animals that are around us. They're all going to be turned to dust. Only the human and the jinns. And just like the farmer, when he takes the seed, he peels it and he wants a grain of rice inside it, that's what he really wants. Allah will take the human being, he will take وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, he will take out what's in our hearts and the things that we did for him, that's the produce Allah is going to take. Now tell me, is it linked or is not linked? Tell me. Linked or not linked? This is the miracle of the Quran.
The Safar curriculum covers all the Islamic educational needs of young Muslims today in a fun, simple and engaging way. Tried and tested for over 15 years at one of the UK's leading maktabs, the curriculum has been adopted by hundreds of institutions around the world and makes your child's journey in seeking knowledge easy, meaningful and dynamic. This innovative and comprehensive curriculum covers Quran and Tajweed, Islamic studies, du'as and surahs, as well as Arabic in an integrated and structured way. Visit safarpublications.org to find out more.